Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind. Welcome to Diva Spot. 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 You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, try it up, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
B, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio with your diva in the morning each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am excited to be today, you guys, because we got a hot guest coming in the building today. Miss Chief Keep is live in the building. Listen, I have been waiting for Miss Chief to get here. Miss Chief Beat Shop, make sure you follow her on all social media networks. I have been waiting for her to get in on Diva Spot. Listen, while you guys are here, you're listening in, you're on the phone lines, just let everybody know, tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Call us up on the phone lines at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. It is a beautiful 76 degrees here in Greenville, Texas today. Big shout out to everybody that's in traffic and on the move, taking them kids to school, on their way to work, on your way to school. Big shout out to you for definitely doing your thing. This is the sixth episode here on Diva Spot Radio, and we are excited about that. Big shout out to our sponsor, Queens Royal Sips. Experience royalty in every sip. Make sure you check our sponsors out at www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Click on Queens Royal Sips and go ahead and get your sip on. Listen, let me tell y'all about my amazing guest that's coming today. This impressive, Miss Chief Beat Shop is truly a talented individual. She is a music artist. Okay, she is the CEO of Beat Shop Promotions. Okay, she's a vice president and radio personality at Grind Hard Radio. Okay, her dedication and passion for the music shines like a beacon light in every song that she drops, y'all. Additionally, she is a graphic designer at Dope Visual SD, where she is blowing the minds by showcasing her artistic abilities. The queen got it. Now, Miss B Shop is also a content marketing strategist at Black Men, Women, and Children Missing Person Awareness. Like, the queen has a purpose, too. Now, that's an important role in raising awareness to help and find missing persons, so I definitely appreciate there. Now, it's great to see individuals using their skills and their platforms to make a difference in their community. You guys give a big round of applause to my special guest, Miss Chief in the building.
Oh, wow. That was so beautiful, Queen. That was so beautiful. You got me smiling ear to ear.
Hey, that's what we do. Welcome to Diva Spot, baby. Go ahead and relax yourself on the couch, honey. You good?
Yes, ma'am. I got my coffee, and I'm ready to turn up with my sis.
Good. I was just about to ask you, do you want some coffee, some tea, you know, orange juice over here? We got it. We ain't doing no cocktails. It's too early in the morning. And big shout out to my husband. Let me tell you something. Big shout out to my husband. He just came from the studio and brought me some breakfast. I love you, baby. I appreciate you for that.
So sweet.
Man, so Miss Chief, for those who don't know who you are and have not been beautifully exposed to you, why don't you let them know who you are and tell us about a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm from Southern California, San Diego to be exact. I've been in the music, well, I started as a child. I was in a gospel group, and it just ended up gravitating to actually taking music seriously in 2009. So I started as an R&B artist. In my city, it was a little bit hard. It wasn't a platform for R&B artists, so I merged into rapping, and here we are. As far as, like, graphic design, I had started already as a branding and marketing, and so I was like, how can I maximize myself with and invest in myself without outsourcing someone for, like, you know, flyers, invitations, and stuff like that. So I self-taught myself. About a year ago, I entered into a bachelor's program for digital media graphic design.
Yes.
So, you know, just trying to, you know, make a girl, you know, soar to the sky.
Well, I love that. I mean, the possibilities are endless, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, my gosh. It is.
We can't even call you a triple threat. We just got to call you a threat, honey. Okay? My question to you, Ms. Chief, is why did you decide to start your own business? Like, was this something that happened in 2020? Because we see a large rise in numbers of women, black women, you know, starting their business in 2020. Is this something that you already have started before the pandemic, or is it something that you really went hard once the pandemic hit and here we are?
Well, I started actually in 2009. I was giving live events for music artists. They didn't have to pay to play. I invested my money. Of course, you know, there were deals with the venues for revenue, but I provided a platform for other local artists to display their talent. And once I saw that this was happening, like, it was weekly and it was packed, you know, I said, you know, I'm good at this. I'm good at promo. I'm good at, you know, I'm getting better at these flyers and stuff. I mean, believe me, when I first started the flyers, I look back, I'm like, oh, my God, what was I thinking? You know, but, you know, as time progressed, you know, it just got, you know, better. And then when artists, because I started with promoting artists and helping them build their, you know, grassroots pages on social media, I realized that people would pay me to help them. They must think I'm good. So I continued. I worked on my own stuff. And then around 2020, actually 2019, I started Dope Visual San Diego, where I said, okay, I'll separate my promotion company and make a sister company of just graphics and design. And the pandemic actually did not stop me, you know, because I'm remote. So, and people at that time were starting a lot of businesses. So I thrived over the pandemic, you know. So, you know, shout out to all those people that, you know, through the pandemic, they were hustling and they thrived in it because the pandemic made me hungrier, you know. And so here we are.
Oh, I love that. I've seen a lot of that, and I think the pandemic was, you know, harmful to a lot of people, but it was a benefit to a lot of us, and it really gave, I believe it gave a lot of people the opportunity to really hone in, focus in on what was really important in life and what was really important to them, and then show them, like, listen, you can use your gifts, talents, and skills just like everybody else because now you have time. Time is one of the most valuable things that we have, so I absolutely totally agree with you on that. Like, it didn't stop me. It just made it better, especially when I was selling Mary Kay. It was like, I was that girl. We was the it girl. Like, our numbers quadrupled because, you know, we were still offering the services and things like that. So I definitely agree with you on that. And sometimes you need that hunger. That's what I told my husband the other day. I said, you know, I don't never want to get to the point that I think I've ever really made it in anything in my life. I want to continue to stay hungry. Okay?
Yeah. Continued progress. I think that solitude, and we just use the pandemic as an example, but sometimes I think entrepreneurs need to get into that space where there's solitude so they can focus on what needs to be done from A to B, and there's steps in between A and B, you know. So that was a good tool to use for I would say any business, you know, woman, man, you know, that's out there. You know, it's that solitude that gets you focused and on your grind.
Now, as you guys can hear, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. I'm live with Miss Sheep Beach Shop live in the building here on Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to everybody in the chat room. Karina, I see you. Big shout out to Maine. Hey. And big shout out to Tennessee live in the building. We definitely see you. Tennessee is here. I don't know where y'all came from, but I'm glad that y'all land on the check-in. Man,
yes, sir.
We got Miss Sheep Beach live in the building. Make sure you check her out on all social network platforms. Now, as we can see, that queen is about her business, but I want to jump into your music because it's a gumbo here. I'm going to jump around because you got a good pot of gumbo, queen. You got a good art of gumbo.
And it's spicy.
And no matter how we sip you, it's spicy, it's savory, it's tasty, it's filling. So I want to jump into the music side. Let's talk about this hot track called Pool Party. Tell me about that.
Well, that track right there, that's actually a medley. It has a few different, I do a little bit of everything. So that track, Pool Party, has a few, I want to say 6 or 7 hot verses. And I usually, when I do a show, I will do a medley, not necessarily a full song, just so I can give some flavor, you know, for different audiences. So that, yeah, that's a medley.
No,
I didn't even realize I sent you that one.
Yeah, you did. Well, go ahead and introduce them and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Diva Spot Radio.
Okay, here in San Diego, I am 6'1 Nina. I'm Miss Chief, MZCHIEF. Gonna play that DJ Pool Party.
Radio on the spot, on the grind.
That was Miss Chief right there with Pool Party with the lyrical assassination right there. Don't hurt nobody, queen. I felt like I felt like you just snapped somebody by their seatbelt just now.
You know what's crazy is because, you know, so you know Dope Ass Music, right? He'd be like,
shout out to Dope Ass Music.
Yeah, shout out to Dope Ass Music. So he produced that, and he likes to keep me in that kill the beat. The projects that I'm coming out more now are a little bit more on the feminine side, but you know, every once in a while, I like to get on there and talk shit.
You gotta have that feminine, masculine balance and energy. I think that is
exactly
a natural thing. You know, it's all part of us. So you know, I love that. I definitely love that. Now, we know why you started your business, but, you know, I just want to know, what advice would you give to someone who's just starting their own business?
You need a presence. When you are starting, you know, you have your calendar, you have your notes on what you want to do, obviously, you know, with your business, but you really should focus on how you are going to get your product out to the masses. And unfortunately, you know, social media platforms are, you know, an easy way. It's not like, you know, back in the day when you know, make a flyer and you go out there and you got a team and you hand out flyers and stuff like that, which you can still incorporate that. But the social media, take advantage of that. It's free. You know, you can do ads, but I would suggest when you're first starting, try to invest in yourself more than outsource. I did, you know, like TikTok is one of the number one platforms right now. So I would suggest, you know, getting pages. If you have Facebook, I would have a personal page as well as a business page. And you have to understand that when you are posting these things, only 33% is seeing that one post. So that's why you see some professionals post constantly, because it is, if you're looking at your numbers, you're finding out when your audience is online, what they like. These are all stats that you should be paying attention to. And then you also have to find content that's related to your business, but also draws them to that content, and then they're curious about your product. So, you know, it's a strategy, but it's and of course, consistency. You have to be consistent.
It is layers to this process. You got to be consistent.
It's just like a ball. You know, keep rolling. It got to keep rolling, right?
It got to keep rolling. And don't think that this is all going to be gravy. You know, you got to be consistent.
Yeah.
You got to overcome your fears. You got to overcome your doubts. And that's the one I want to ask you, Ms. Chief. How do you deal with fear and doubt? How have you dealt with it? How do you overcome it?
Well, you know, as an artist, we are our worst critic.
Say that.
You know, and I have surrounded myself, and you see memes that say this always, oh, surround yourself around people that are likely or that want to see you win. It's true. You know, you surround yourself around people that will give you constructive criticism, and you should be able to take constructive criticism. I think that's a very good way to go, because if you don't, you'll think that you are, you know, there's different avenues on marketing and promoting, but if you have a mentor, and I think you said this on Grind Heart Radio, if you have a mentor and they are constantly pouring into you and you can bounce off of them, that's an excellent thing. So I suggest anyone get a mentor, or, you know, or follow someone that is likely like your business, and not replicate what they're doing, but grab ideas on how to market yourself.
Be inspired. Good answer. I definitely love that. You know, Michi, what are some of the things that you do to, what are some of your daily routines that you follow to season your excellence?
I work on my art every day. It's actually my therapy, you know. So some days when I'm having a bad day and backing up into that struggle, and I'll mix that into that. I work on my art not because it's a money thing, which I expect to, you know, get revenue out of it.
That's
but
right.
But it also helps me. Yeah, but it helps me internally, you know, my space. Keeps me in my grounded space. It keeps me in what I love to do. You know, it took me a long time to focus on what, you know, because, you know, you have, oh, I like this, I like this. But it took a while for me to say, you know, okay, this is where I'm going to focus, and I'm going to pour myself into that. Backing into what you said about the struggle, when I first started, people know how good you are. They just don't want to pay for it, you know. And so you have to be 10 toes down. And, you know, like I give a lot of sister love, brother love. I do give some discounts and stuff and everything. But, you know, you have to pay for the service. Ain't no sweet talking because, you know, that get cavities. That sweet talk get cavities. So I ain't trying to go to the dentist like that. So, you know, you just have to politely, you know, explain to people, you know, and then it gets to the point where, you know, only serious people will, you know, acquire and ask about your business and everything. But I would say that I'm in a space where I can do what I want to do. I'm going to school for what I love. The ultimate goal is to work for myself and be fruitful, you know? And I probably
got off subject.
Yeah, I probably got off subject and everything, but I'm so excited. And the questions that you're asking are actually awesome questions because I don't think anyone's ever asked me these things.
Oh, yeah, I take my time. When I have somebody come on the show, like, I have done research on you. And big shout-out to Asha. I love the Asha platform. They have a podcast planner, and they have a podcast interview planner.
Oh, wow.
And the way they have it set up for the shows where it will give you topics, and it actually just kind of makes you dive deeper into your guests. So big shout-out to Asha. Make sure you check them out, www.asha.com. That's A-U-S-H-A. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We now tuned in live with special guest, Miss Chief. Beat Shop is live in the building. I'm going to get into another hot track by Miss Chief. It is a throwback for her. Miss Chief featuring Nah Black called Jupiter. Let's go. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's go.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know. You got me feeling like Jupiter. I mean, so high. Got me feeling love on you.
Okay. bottles for you. What you like? Wine, red, white, dark, brown. Whatever you need, baby.
Come take a sip of this brown. Some pre-turn up shit before you go hit the town. I'm trying to get in you now. Once you start taking back shots, it might burn a bit. And then that wolf start rapping you like a tourniquet. Beta bottom line, you'll never make it on time. And I've been who to blame since Jamie on 09. I got a head spinning, soul snatching. I'm a great distraction, giving meaning to the phrase, anything can happen. I make freaks with dope beats mixed with the cheap. Work been stressing you all week, you need a relief. I know you trip on being late, but boo, that shit can wait. Cause when I get up in your guts, ain't no walking straight. Ain't no debate, I'm at hell of a time. Just put your head in recline and say ah. Make you drown off the persuasion of my brew. I have you touching up on you. Oh yeah.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
We keeping it sexy this morning now. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Diva in the morning. We got special guests live in the building. Miss Chief Beat Shop. Make sure you hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. And go ahead and jump on that line. Hit me on your jack. Call in at 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. I just played a hot throwback by Miss Chief Beat Shop, and it was featuring Not Black, called Jupiter. Clean, that's one of my favorite ones. It's real sexy. It's real sexy.
Thank you. And you know what? I was a little intimidated by that song because I hadn't went that route, you know. But Dope brought that out, so shout out to Dope again.
Shout out to Dope Ass Music. Well, you showed up with your dickies on that one. It's Diva in the morning. Let's go to the sexy people on the phone lines. Let's go ahead and bring some callers in. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio with special guest Miss Chief Beat Shop. 646, holla at us, baby. What you doing?
Chief, what's good, Chief? Good morning, Diva. I just had to call in real quick, you know, show my love to the GHR fam on the radio.
Wow.
Oh, man. Big shout out to Grind Hard Radio, the Zeke Grind Hard Radio family come through. You know, they Zeke like a family reunion, man. We appreciate you being here, love.
You know we is.
But y'all stay blessed, stay up, man. I just had to stop in real quick and say what up to my girl Chief, man.
I appreciate you.
You're all good.
We definitely appreciate you. Well, give some shout-outs before you go. Don't come in here and then, you know, you done wipe your feet. You came through the door. At least you can get some shout-outs, baby.
Now you ready to go.
Now, look, you just came
from plate. Shout-out to the Divas. Shout out to the Divas, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check out on October 30th, you know what I mean? Especially Monet J will be live in the building with the Diva. Make sure y'all stay tuned for that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Grind Hard Radio family and just everybody on their hustle this morning, man. Look me up, OU Hustle Hustle on Instagram, you know what I mean? And, you know, I think that's enough, y'all, you know what I mean? Think it's a little bit.
Coming through with the Divas on Diva Spot. You know how we do. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Call us up at 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. Again, that's 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. We got Miss Chief Beat Shop live in the building. Miss Chief been dropping jewels on us all morning, and we appreciate the love. We're going to bring some more callers live in this building. One more time. Let's bring more sexy people live in the morning with Diva 903. What's your name? Where you calling from, baby?
Boss.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, honey.
How you doing, Diva?
Thank you for calling to my show. What's up, love? You got some questions for Miss Chief?
Hey, Chief, how you doing?
Good morning, King. How are you?
Hi, I'm lovely. Yo, I just want to know, you know, where your aspiration come from to be a fantastic artist?
Oh, wow. Well, first off, thank you for thinking of that. You know, artists, we're our own worst critic. I would say that when I grew up, my dad had me around music. Mm. You know, the old music. You know, he had albums and albums and albums, and I was sick. He would let me play his albums, and I would just play his albums, old albums that he had, old artists. And I think that inspired me to stay in music. I mean, I used to be, he would come home from work, and I would be like, I got a whole show for you. And I would sing and dance for my dad after work and everything. And he was patient, and he would watch me. And I think that just instilled in me, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be.
That's awesome. I like that.
Thank you.
You know, I don't understand why girls are daddy's boys and boys are mommy's, you know, but, you know,
it
works.
It does. Works. It does work. I am a daddy's girl.
All right. Shout out. Y'all have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
Thank you, baby.
You too.
I love you. You be safe out there.
I will.
Yo, big shout out to my husband coming through the show and showing some motherfucking love. You hear me?
Yes. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. We got Miss Chief out in the building. This is Diva in the morning, baby. Miss Chief, listen, Queen, I mean, I got a thousand questions to ask you, but I know you be on the spot on the grind and you don't be on the move, so I ain't going to get all up in your Kool-Aid, but I'm at least going to taste the flavor.
Yes, and I will be back.
Yes, Machine, now as an artist and as a business owner, the vice president of Grind Hard Radio, you're doing marketing and you're doing promotion. Where do you see your business in 5 to 10, 5 years or 10 years from now?
Well, I do have a plan. I will eventually be moving out of California. I would like to move to Nevada. There's a lot of graphic design opportunities out there.
Nice.
And I first want to work for a firm. I want to continue to grow my own clientele and eventually work for myself.
Oh, permanently. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And you're right. If this is what it's about, we don't put all this work just to go work for somebody else, you know, and spend 8 to 10 hours and 12 hours to give our time and our creativity to build somebody else's dream. You know, we do it for us. So my next question is, what is the hardest part about being an entrepreneur?
Discounter.
Sorry, Queen.
You know what? You know what? I love being an entrepreneur. You know, you have ideas and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. It's hard to build a team if your drive is overdrive and their drive is not. They might be on a 2 and you might be on an 8, you know, so
22.
You have to you have to find some people that are, you know, and so for me, I'm a one woman shop. So for me, the struggle and everything in it is more of getting the brand out. But then when you get the brand out, filtering out the nonsense. Mm-hmm. And when I say nonsense, because some people will waste your time. You know, mm-hmm. consultations, artwork, and I don't mind giving jewels to people, but, you know, what are we doing? Are we going to work? Are we going to collab? Mm-hmm. You know, so I would say that is something that, you know, as a woman, I just think that, you know, maybe this is just, you know, everyone, that everybody wants a discount.
Yeah.
But when you go to McDonald's or you go to a store, if you ain't got no coupon, you don't get no discount.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, mm-hmm. or you don't expect, if you get the check, you pay the check. You don't
yeah.
expect, you know, I had a particular business ask for some content, and it was like, well, let's see what you got. Okay, well, you're coming to me, so you already know what I got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about money first. And then I'll give you content. So people try to play you, you know, and they try to, you know, get as much. But I believe in God. I believe that, you know, some things that, you know, I've done that was for the benefit, not the benefit of me, but the benefit of someone else, and they didn't honor their side. God is just going to reward me. They're going to be able to have a front seat at my glory, at my accolades. You know, so the struggle is real. It really is. But, you know, I just try to, you know, stay focused. I got a good person on my side that helps me keep focused and not put that emotional part of it and say, hey, you know what, babe, this is just business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
don't
treat
take
it
nothing personally. Take everything personally.
Right.
And I'll tell you why I cut through the grass. And just
mm-hmm.
like McDonald's. I got a website.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to my website. We got an app. You can download the Diva Spot Radio app.
Yep.
And that cuts
mm-hmm.
out everything because you can sit there and go back and forth
mm-hmm.
with that bot all day. I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more question before we get
right.
into another hot track because I know you got to get out of here. How have you
okay.
grown personally from becoming an entrepreneur? Like, what has that been for you?
Oh, it's beautiful. I'm on a plateau right now, and I know it's going higher, but I'm in a space where I have full control over what I'm doing, and I love what I'm doing. I feel good. Like, you know, like you should feel
mm-hmm.
when you're an entrepreneur, it should not feel, you shouldn't have bad feelings about your dream. I'm at a space where I feel good, and you know how, like, you know, Christmas is coming.
Yeah,
you're like, ooh, 25 more days to Christmas. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I feel like the present is coming, and I'm on the good list, you know. And so, you know, I'm just excited. I'm excited, and you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful.
I'm glad to hear that, Queen. You deserve to be in great energy all day, every day. You are so creative. You're so passionate. Like, you are so driven. You are consistent and dedicated. And, you know, first of all, I just want to acknowledge your brother, and I know he's proud of you. I mean, extremely proud of you. And I'm thankful.
Yes.
You know, don't think I was going to let the show go past without showing him some love, honey. Because
my brother,
you got the torch. The torch has been passed several times, you know, to all of us, and you have taken it and continue to bring the light everywhere you are. So I want to give you your flowers right now, Miss Chief.
Are you giving me chills?
Listen, when I see your platform and when I got the opportunity and the honor to have you as a guest, and then to have the honor to research you and see all of the beautiful art, content, businesses, creativity, passion, resources that you have created. Like, you are a whole Google. Like, you are a whole resource.
Wow.
So I want you to know that. Step into that energy, mama. Listen, Diva don't blow no smoke, baby.
Oh, wow.
And I damn sure ain't gassing because it's too hot. So
you giving
I wanna
me chills. You are giving me chills, sis.
Listen, step into that divine, feminine energy. Step into that powerful woman that you are. And it is okay to some days not be okay. And it's okay
mm-hmm.
to some days to be okay. And it's okay to take
mm-hmm.
a break because it ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and introduce
mm-hmm.
this
track
card. It Ain't Nothing. By Abrina, and it's featuring you, Miss Chief. Go ahead and introduce and let them know that they're hearing it right here live on Diva Spot Radio.
Okay, y'all. So this song right here, so in San Diego, we're very conservative as far as radio. This ended up hitting the R&B hip-hop radio station
nice.
Via DJ Jam, who is Snoop Dogg's original DJ. I'm a personal assistant for him. So, you know, he showed some love. He made this refix for Brina and asked me to do a verse on it, which I'm so privileged. So shout out to DJ Jam and Snoop Dogg. This song right here is called It Ain't Nothing.
Up like a vibrator, thinking I'ma give a fuck, nah, not later. Yeah, yeah. I sit back, let my girl roll one. Cloud nine, man, stay on one. You would hand me down, chick, take my own one.
Featuring Miss Chief. Make sure you check that out. Miss Chief, tell them how they can follow you on all social media platform networks and how they can go and get your services and also get your music.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I'm on all major music platforms, Spotify, I'm on iTunes, I'm pretty much on like all of, I think I am on a Drizzer. There's a lot I'm on. My name is spelled M-Z-C-H-I-E-F. Beat Shop is B-E-A-T-S-H-O-P. I think they spelled my name on my music channels M-Z period and then Chief Beat Shop. So you can find me. But you also can find me on TikTok, Snapchat. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. And that's all one word, Miss Chief, M-Z-C-H-I-E-F-B-E-A-T-S-H-O-P. Holler at your girl. Definitely would like to work with some people that, you know, have a drive and, you know, have a vision. Definitely.
Miss Chief, thank you for coming through the Diva Spot. I love you. Welcome back anytime with your pumps, your flats, your Tims, and your cocktails, honey. I love you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Love you too, queen. I got to start this day on this 9 to 5. One day it's not going to be this. I'm going to be in my house shoes and everything, taking orders.
You already know. We on the same way, baby. I appreciate you coming through, mama. Enjoy the rest of your day,
queen.
Mama.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll call you later.
All right. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to our special guest, Miss Chief Beat Shop, coming through. Make sure you follow her again on all social network platforms, social media network platforms. That's Miss Chief, M-D-C-H-I-E-F, Beat Shop. And she's on Instagram, pop, pop, popping all day. Listen, I know y'all in traffic. I know y'all on y'all way to work. I know y'all doing what y'all doing. We're going to get into an educate and regulate session a little bit later. Y'all know I'm going to take y'all to church. You know Diva ain't going to be up on this show and up early in the morning and I ain't fed your spirit. But let's go ahead and get into a hot track by Sierra featuring Chris Brown. This is How We Roll because we in traffic, baby. Let's go.
He said that I flow his mind every time I'm activated. You just trying to catch a vibe, cause he got you fascinated. Jump up in the brand new ride, BMW riding, baby. I ain't gonna tell you lies. That's just how we roll.
Chris Brown with How We Roll. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you hit us up every tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We with your Diva in the morning, 10 p.m. on the East, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Also, make sure you go over and get your Diva Spot sweatshirt. Get your Diva gear. Big shout out to my our sponsor on today, Nurse Glammon. If you want to get all of that good Nurse Glammon, that Mommy Mob, that Frontline Friday, that Queen's Royal Sip, and, of course, some of that Diva Spot merch, go over to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. diva.blogspot.com and click on the tab that says Diva Wear. I want to see y'all out here looking cute in them hoodies this fall and in this winter. Now, who ready to get their spirit saved? Who ready to get this being your spirit man? Your spirit man and your flesh man is at war every day. So we're going to need to go ahead and take them to church. F. Carly, come on in here, baby.
And I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it into heaven gates. Cause they say I'm living wrong, wish it won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church, take them to church, take them to church.
Man, it's your boy Kali Dreams. You are now tuned in live on
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Now, of course, y'all, I've been talking about a week of peace. This week is all about your peace, honey. You need your peace. And, of course, I'm coming out of my favorite, one of my favorite devotionals, which is the Women of Color's Devotional Bible. You can get it on Amazon. Check it out and Google it. Women of Color's Devotional Bible. I've had this thing for about 18 years now, and the words still say the same. And just to stay in our theme for the week of peace, we're going to be talking about peace and spiritual deliberation today. Come on, y'all. It is a very important message, I know, right? And the wise win souls. So we're going to come from the scripture of Romans chapter 10, verse 15. Let me take a little sip of my juice here because I want to make sure I'm nice and hydrated for this word. I got to hydrate my spirit. Romans 10, 15 says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. That is Romans chapter 10, verse 15. And the short story goes to say, Patricia walked into the lunchroom at her job. She was happy to see a group of women because she wanted to invite them to a revival at her church. She had invited these women in the past. None of them had ever came. But Patricia was not going to allow the devil to stop her from witnessing. Hallelujah, y'all. She thought, they say they go to church, but they wasting their time at those churches. Patricia walked over to the table. Praise the Lord, ladies. Hey, one dryly responded. Here's a flyer for a revival at my church, Patricia said. We're going to have a hallelujah good time. It's not too late to get your house in order. My house is in order, Rebecca said as she rolled her eyes at Patricia. Patricia said, not like the Bible says. That means you're going to be left when Jesus returns. So you telling me I'm going to hell? Rebecca stood up with her hands on her hips. Diane interrupted. Sit down, Rebecca. Patricia, that's why no one wants to talk to you or go to your church. You are constantly telling people they're going to hell just because they don't go to church. If you would stop pointing fingers and judging others, you might get someone to come to your church. Patricia did not speak about glad tidings or good news. There was no peace at all in that lunchroom. Remember, the religious leaders who sought to stone the adulterous woman in the name of law and morality, they sought to be the final judge of her. Neither you nor I have the authority, only Jesus. Jesus at first did not answer the religious leaders, but they were persistent. Finally, Jesus told them, if you don't have any sin within you, throw a stone at her. Go on, throw it. They spread and given another opportunity to make amends with Jesus. God's grace to us is the unmerited favor. If you consider yourself or your many imperfections, Your spiritual deliberations will be peaceful instead of judgmental, y'all. Mm. And this is how we apply this word. Let's apply it. Let's get some application on it. The next time you are witnessing or inviting someone to an activity at your church, do so with love and peace, not condemnation, y'all. Inform people that God is will, that he is all they will ever need. Your appeal should be void of judgment. Share the good news in a peaceful manner. Speak the truth of love, y'all. And let me pray over this word. Father God, Lord, all minds are clear. Our hearts are clear. We slow down in this moment, God, to hear from you. Thank you, Lord, for coming and being in the center of Diva Spot, in the center of my life, in the center of my marriage, in the center of my friendships, in the center of my businesses, in the center of my health, in the center of my connections, God. Lord, I want to be a soul winner, and I can only do this with your unlimited influence, Lord. Father God, help me to witness to your children with peace on my lips, God. When a situation begins to turn into an argument, Lord, help me to leave in peace, Lord. Father God, stop all my fleshly ways to argue and give me your spirit of peace. Father God, remind me that we are all sinners saved by grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen to that, honey. Yes. Come on. Call into the station right now and let me know how good God has been to you. 515-602-9661. Press the 1 button to be heard. Again, that's 515-602-9661. Press the 1 button to be heard. I just want to hear what God, how God, how good God is to you. And if God don't do enough, he ain't got to do nothing else. And I had to learn from this message. This message was incredible for me because I have found myself a part in my life and my spiritual growth and on my journey and going, getting back into the church, because church was not, you know, something that was mandatory for me when I was growing up. It was optional. But on the other side of it, it was mandatory for my husband. But I had to learn to stop saying, you going to hell, you to this, 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 and that. And that's the wrong teaching. A lot of times, I think a lot of us believers, we get taught the wrong way, and we get taught that, like, God is some type of tyrant, and he just ready to whip out the belt at any given time. But in actuality, God is a loving father who loves his kids. Like, he really loves us. And if he was such a mean God or such a destructive God, he would have took us out by now. Now, he did come with that water. Now, I will tell you, let's be clear. When things start getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and it's looking like the direction parts of this earth is going in now, God will come in and intervene. But I love to come from a place of grace. I always let people know I've had undeniable experiences with God. I'm not ashamed to talk about those areas God has healed me and delivered me from homelessness, from poverty, from prostitution, from suicidal thoughts, from poor money management, from anger management, from everything, you know, from unstability and just having his ways. And when you love God and when you have a relationship, baby, it's about relationship. It ain't about religion. When you have a relationship with God and he comes into your life and clean up everything, and not only clean it, he purify it, and he destroy what is not supposed to be in you, you don't have no problem with telling people what God delivered you from. You dig? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Karina, I definitely see you. I'm glad that you love the interview. Shout out to everybody that's checking in on the chat room. Karina has a book that's going to be coming out soon called Removing the Muzzle, and it is going to be powerful, and I'm blessed to have been able to be a part of that book and have my testimony on there. And I'm excited about interviewing Karina soon when she gets ready to drop the book. And me and Sis got some stuff coming up. We got some women's ministry coming up, so y'all guys stay tuned for that. Now that we even got all of me, if your spirit is said right now, take the time to say hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We gotta do this in the morning. get that armor on you. Get feed yourself. Every time you're eating something, get the word of God in you. Start to know Father more personally. If I have a snack, I'm either listening to some gospel music or I'm listening to a sermon or I'm reading the word. I'm kind of intentional. I've got intentional over the years because as we're talking about peace, you know, and this week's theme is all about peace. You keep your peace when you keep your eyes on the things of the Lord. You won't, your emotions won't be going up in anxiety and carrying on, and you won't be all over the place if you keep your eyes on the things of the Lord. And that means just the simple things. And I had to check myself too, like, you know, my phone was becoming an issue for me because I'm scrolling, looking, and my emotions is going up and down. I'm excited, I'm mad. I'm concerned, I'm scared, I'm back to being joyful. And I'm like, Lord, why can I get balance in this area? He says, because of the things that you are indulging in, the things that you are eating. And I had to say, oh, okay. Now, ain't nothing wrong with scrolling online, okay? But why not scroll in the things of the Lord? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. Let's go to my beautiful phone lines and get some love. I think my best is in the building. 314, holla at us, baby.
Hello.
What's going on? We got
what up, Diva?
Reese.
What up?
What's happening?
You know I had to come on and drop through, man. You know I had to, man.
Oh, I always appreciate you coming through. Come, holla at me.
I got to drop this on you right quick, and then I'm going to touch on what you just said, because I know you was asking for somebody to say how good God is against them.
Come on.
I just want to say this right quick. I just found out, and I'm going to tell y'all how good God is. I just found out that Richard Roundtree passed away this morning.
Oh, man.
Yes, Shaft has passed away, 81 years old.
81? Well, there it is.
Yep.
How did he pass?
So as he, I don't know, I got to look more into it, but he has transitioned. And I just want to say, you know, peace be with him. As my elders would always say, Eb, you know, they say, I hope he had a good relationship with God, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, shout out to him for being the actual, quote-unquote, first black action hero that we had on the big screen. So shout out to Richard Roundtree. But to jump back into it, I want to say God is great. God is amazing. I woke up this morning because he allowed me to, as well as my family. So he's amazing, everlasting, and omnipotent because of that in itself. And just for him allowing me to grow, for him allowing me to be a vessel that he uses to magnify his love out here. You know, I think a big issue we have nowadays is people are so quick now to be like, God ain't real, God doesn't matter, and all those other things that people say. But I always like to say this if anybody's out there listening. If you don't have a relationship with God, I'm not condemning you for that or anything, because there isn't a time limit on it to me.
Yeah.
God, that's why God gives you free will.
Yeah.
Come unto him as you are. But I will say this. Take heed and notice that most of the people out there that talk down on God, that are very condescending about religion, they're the first ones to call God's name when their life is
changed.
Whenever they feel like something is wrong, if they feel like a loved one needs help at that dire moment, they call God.
Yeah.
They don't say, I'm an atheist. And whoever the atheist people believe in, help me, help my mother, help my father. They don't say that. I'm telling y'all, you might not be around to hear them call his name, but they all call his name.
Yeah.
They all do it. They all do
it. And they all will.
So, oh, for sure. For sure they will. The Day of Atonement is at hand.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. And I'm not saying that to scare anybody or anything, because let me tell you something. God loves all
You come to him as you are. He's ever-seeing, all-knowing. You know, and when I do shows, Eb, always, this is what I say to people. I say, I love y'all, and whoever you pray to, whomever that you pray to, make sure that you say your prayers. That's what I say. Because in the end all, be all, if you read your word, it is in there. It will let you know that when people, if you let God come through you, if you walk accordingly, when people seek the kingdom of heaven, when they look for faith, when they seek words, they will look unto you, long as you have the anointing around you.
Yeah.
So it's all good. That's why I say you don't have to, I like to use Jehovah's Witnesses as an example. You don't have to go door to door like Jehovah's Witnesses do and knock and try to. You don't have to do that. Trust me, people know God when they see it. They will come to you. They will be drawn to you because it's peace, because it's a safe space, it's a safe zone, and it feels comfortable. They will come to you, okay? So thank you, God, for looking over me, for looking on my family. Thank you for the opportunities that you have given me. Thank you for the opportunity with the radio station, the opportunity with my music, the opportunity with my community reach programs, the opportunity with my nonprofits that I work for, my nonprofit. Thank you for taking my 100% carnal mind in my deepest and darkest hours and transforming it, changing it, flipping it, doing everything that needs to be done that I don't even ask for. I don't even ask for, you know what I'm saying? Saving grace. I can talk hours about it, you know what I'm saying? But just in a nutshell, thank you for abundance, grace, wisdom, favor, and forgiveness. You know what I'm saying?
And I thank God for that every day. And that's beautiful, Grief. That's beautiful right there, just edifying him and saying thank you. Man, that's wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, and I did want to touch on what you said. Like, once you have a relationship with God, there's a peace that comes over you that's just, it's there. And people will gravitate to you. You are totally correct. And you're going to be looking around like, what is going on? But you need to realize, like, I'm in God's energy, and this is a peaceful place, and this person is giving safe energy. And people want to be safe. They want to be around people who they can worship and pray with. And I was just thinking yesterday, I said, I was listening to Pastor Hannah, big shout out to Pastor Hannah, and I was like, man, I want to listen to this with a couple of other sisters. You know, we probably get on a Zoom and watch this. But we are going into, this is the last quarter of the year. And what he was saying was something in 2023, God is not going to allow to go into 2024. Like, it's some people that you're going to have to let go. It's some things that you're going to have to leave. It's some habits you're going to have to drop. If you want to have peace going into 2024, and one thing that I love is he said, pray for clarity. Clarity to hear God loud and clear. And then the second one was pray for closure. Closure is just a form of things being in order. Something has to end. In order for order to have to happen, something has that out of order has to end. And the third one was praying for closeness. Draw closer to God right now than you drew closer to him in the first three quarters of the year. I encourage you, and I encourage everybody that's tuned in, to this time right now, take this time right now to draw closer to God than ever before. Saturate yourself with God's presence, his words, his teaching, his wisdom, his experience, his knowledge, his love, his peace, his forgiveness. I mean, go hard, go ham, go hard to the wall with it. And I'm encouraging you to do this because be looking for God's everlasting hand in your life. And that's why I keep God in the center. It don't matter who I interview or who I have on the show, there will never be a show going forward that will not have that will not have taken the church session on it. It won't. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, and I'm so grateful how God is about. But I'm encouraging all of us, go harder than we did at the beginning of the year or ever before. The next, what we got, 60 days, a little bit over 60 days into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Go hard. Close yourself off of things that does not serve God's purpose of your life. And if you don't know what your purpose is, it's okay. Just get up, pray, and meditate every day. Every day I wake up, and my daughter sees this before we go out the door, me and my husband tag team, and getting her to school. But I always say, God, when I first open my eyes, the first thing I say is, thank you, Lord. Bless you, God. Thank you for waking me up before my feet even hit that floor. Thank you, God. You got more purpose for me today, and I'm getting up to get out of it. And I say, God, I know you got a blessing for me today. I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know you want to bless me today. So I think that's important when you get up to just go ahead and cover yourself and saturate yourself first. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. We got Greaves Gutter live in the building with us. Make sure you follow us on network platforms at Diva Spot Radio. Also, make sure you follow Greaves Gutter on all social network media platforms. Big shout out to Slate Zone. I definitely see you in the building. Greaves, I'm going to go ahead and bring some melanin moonlight in here because we still in traffic.
Slate
some
in the
of
building.
Us still in traffic in there. It's your girl, Diva.
Slate Zone in the building, man.
Yes. The 314 is in the building. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I love it. And we need this melanin moonlight. Let's go ahead and go through traffic, do the speed limit, and put your damn blinker on, okay? Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes playing tricks on me. Tell me, have you seen that? So fool the way she talk. Queen with such demeanor. She just so beautiful. I can't take my eyes off of her. Should I make a move, try to keep my cool, but in my mind I promise I'm a perfect dude. We can make a movie, call it You So Juicy. Juneteenth is my rocket, love and I won't stop it.
Radio on the spot, on the grind.
That was Grease Gutter right there with Melon and Moonlight, one of my favorite tracks. It will always stay in rotation. I definitely love that. Grease is in the building with me. Definitely appreciate you being here. Big shout out to that.
Can you hear me, Ed?
I can hear you good, baby. What's up?
Look, Ed, you always giving everybody else all this love and this energy all the time. You always, and this has been for years, okay? You always giving me love. You always giving Slate love. You give everybody love all the time, Diva. I don't know if you ever get a chance, and I'm saying this for Slate too. I'm pretty sure Slate has said this, but we love you a lot. Okay, you know what I'm saying? We love you a lot, and I know everybody out there listening, if they know you and have a relationship with you, that they feel exactly how I feel. Like, we love you, Ev. You know what I'm saying? So I just want you to just listen for a second and just embrace the fact that we love you. We are extremely proud of you. Extremely proud of you, because we know a majority of the stuff that you've been dealing with. You just shared stuff with me not too long ago that I didn't know about, and I'm so proud of you for the way you handled that and the way that you just keep to continue growing as a woman, as a black woman, as a mother, as an entrepreneur, all of those things, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people don't understand. It is a true gift from God when you are able to have a son and a daughter, when you're able to create both genders. That is a true gift from God, and it says a lot about you, because God has enough trust in you that you have enough wisdom and power to be able to guide and lead a man and a woman.
My God.
So I just want you to understand how important you have always been. It didn't just start now. This is something that has been since you were born. It was already designed for you to be a great person. And I just want you to know we love you and appreciate everything that you do, okay?
Oh, man. Thank you, Greaves. I appreciate that. I give all the glory to God, and I am grateful of how he has blessed me to be excited and still, like, energized and still pumped up. Like, this is the fourth quarter, and I'm still feeling like this is the beginning of the game for me, you know, and the devil did try to steal my joy. He did try to attack my kids. He did try to attack my mental health, my husband, my finances, my housing situation. Like, he came everywhere that he could at me, but he can't have me. But do you remember
what I told you? You remember what I told you? That maybe your name came up in the conversation.
It did. God.
Okay.
I remember
maybe your
that.
Name
my
came
name
in the
did. Like, Joe.
Because I'm telling
like
you,
Joe.
You have been... You ever since I've known you, Ed, through every metamorphosis of your life, because you have learned this. This is what I want to bring this back to. You're talking about seasons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the fourth quarter. We talking about seasons right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right? There are seasons in the year, and we are at the, honestly, if we really want to go on the actual calendar.
Mm-hmm.
We're rolling into the beginning right now.
Right
the
now.
Beginning of the year really, really starts right now.
Mm-hmm.
It don't start in January. You
mm-hmm.
feel me? It don't
yep.
start in January. That's a whole different solstice. Like, nah. So, right now, because y'all know it's no days off. It's all gas, no break. You
That's right.
Right now, me and Diva just talked about this the other day. You should be setting your goals for 2024 right now.
Now.
That's what you should be doing. Don't
mm-hmm.
wait until they say it's the new year. Like, start right now. Plant them seeds. Get that soil together. Talk to yourself. We don't do that enough. Like, we be so ready to love the liquor, love the smoke, love the physical, love everything else. We don't love ourselves enough. If we loved ourselves as much as we love everything else, carnal, worldly, whatever, man, we would be a way better version of ourselves.
You know what I'm saying? Way better.
You just inspired me because I got the shadow work journal and TikTok. Mm-hmm. It was on TikTok, so TikTok made me do it. And I got this shadow work journal, and it's a guide to integrate and transcend your shadows. And your shadows is basically your past self, the younger you, the younger adult, the child you. And I did an exercise. I did two of these exercises, and I did both of them with my daughter. But I want to share this with you guys. The first one was a gratitude list. I did my gratitude list, and then after that it says, write a letter to yourself. And I'm going to read this letter to you before we get into this Educate and Regulate session. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you tune in live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Or you can call in and listen live to the show at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. Press the 1 button to be heard with the Diva in the morning. But Greaves, I wrote a letter to myself. And I want you guys to write a letter to yourself. And thank you for that, Greaves. Because I do know how important I am. I do know how blessed I am. And I didn't used to feel that way. And I'm glad that I can pour into you and you can pour into me. And you pour into me, and
for
I
sure.
pour into you. And I got on my Black Farmer hoodie, by the way. Go to www.blackfarmer.co and get your Black Farmer hoodie right now. I got my purple one on today.
Hey.
I have my
pink
one on.
Come on, now. Black Farmer.
I got my purple one on.
Come on, now.
But the letter says, the exercise says, find some time to take a step back from your normal routine and do a deep reflection. Think about a difficulty you faced in the past and write a letter addressed to that version of yourself. Write your letter with love and empathy. Share the advice you needed to hear. The content of your letter should be unique to your experience. Start with one sentence and see where your heart flows. And this is why you should do it. Writing a letter mm-hmm. to your past self is therapeutic and will help you gain closure, clarity, and inner peace. Your inner child is still inside you, waiting to hear and be nurtured. You may even find that this letter may resonate with you in the future. And I'm going to read my letter to y'all. October 23rd, 2023. It says, Dear Ebony, first I would like to tell you how proud I am of you. Your strength and bravery to overcome death, poverty, and sexual abuse has been a long and victorious journey. I know it was very difficult for you as a young girl. Also, the world was very scary and new. Things that you did not understand made you fearful and stressed. Though you kept going back until you figured it out, and in that process, it made you fearless. Good job on becoming a woman of God, wife, mother, friend, and boss you always dreamed of becoming. I have the utmost respect for you, Ebony, for the mature and healed version of you. You did and are still doing the work with and without the support you think you may need. I love you, Ebony, and I'm proud to be you. Never forget that. Amen, God.
That's dope. I love it.
This book right here and any shadow work that one may do, y'all go and do it. I'm so grateful, Grieve, that you're here, and I'm so grateful that God is in the midst and he continues to be in the midst of everything, and I'm grateful for everything that I've overcome, and it feels so good. And when I say so good, it feels so good to be back on air. Like to be in my studio.
I know it
like,
do.
Dang. It feels so good. That's probably come on here so we can educate and regulate.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, every beat.
Come on.
Hey Queen, gon' do something. Hey Queen, gon' do something. Hey Queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, gon' do something. Hey Queen, gon' do something. Hey Queen, won't you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Ask Kali, baby. We got to educate, regulate. So Diva was on the gram, and I was introduced to, and a lot of you may know who this person is, John Hope Bryan. John Hope Bryan is an entrepreneur and a philanthropist and a thought leader. So he is, and they asked him a question. They said, what is the next thing that you planned on doing? Now, John Hope Bryan is one, he got 100 fastest businesses in Atlanta, 2023, at the Atlanta Business Chronicles. He has the annual Operation for Hope. He's been on the Forbes list, Meet the Entrepreneur, with a plan to create 1 million black businesses by 2030. Like, this is his plan, and he has the knowledge and the money to back it. Also, he has the Delta Enhances Popular 100K Emergency Savings Fund program with more flexibility and quicker access. He also created Operation Hope Launch's relief effort for family and businesses impacted by the devastating Maui wildfires, Operation Hope. The resume keeps continuing. John Hope Bryan on financial literacy. He was in Bloomberg. Come on, y'all. Watch him on CNBC. Full interview with OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and Operations Hope for Operations Hope CEO John Hope Bryan. He was also on the Operation of Hope CEO on banks, rates, and diversification. Like, this man is really all about financial literacy. But what really stood out for me is when they asked him, well, what's your plan to do next? He said, I'm gonna be the connect for to make. He said, I'm gonna make a plan to have 1 million black businesses by 2023. His name is John Hope Bryan. Y'all go check this man out. Share this and make him a part of your daily routine for you and your family. Sit down with your mate. Sit down with your kids and learn financial literacy. It is not that you are broke. It's that we need to change our mindset with money. And a lot of us don't have a healthy relationship with money. And I had to learn that for myself because I was put in an adult situation very early. My mama passed when I was 17. And when I was 18, I got custody over my 9-year-old sister and my 17-year-old brother at the time. And I was really not prepared. So the relationship that I had with money younger coming up was I didn't have enough. I didn't know. And when I did have enough, I didn't know how to manage it. I went through homelessness about 14. I mean, I got evicted maybe, you know, or had to move maybe like 14 times out of my life in like 2 years. So I want to encourage you guys to check out John Hope Bryan and really hone in on financial literacy in this next quarter. Make sure y'all check him out. He got a lot to offer. If you are a business owner and you're looking to get your stuff in place and in plan, be sure to check him out. I want to show some love to DJ Canvas. Yo, he did exceedingly and abundantly in the remix, and I got to play it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio. We got about 4 more minutes on the show. Gutter Greaves is here with me. Karina is in the building.
Yes, ma'am.
See, I definitely see y'all here. Let's go in, let's go ahead and give some praise and worship real quick. And especially off that
in that
B-more tip. Let's hit it.
He did more than I ever expected. More than I ever expected. He did more than I ever expected. Lord, he did more, but he did more than I ever. The Lord did more.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Shout out to DJ Canva. I think that's, I love that track, Breeze.
I love it too. It was full of energy, and I definitely enjoyed it.
Man, shout out, follow DJ Canva on Instagram. That's DJ Canva. That's DJ Canva. He did plenty of mixes. He took all of our great hip hop classics, Breeze, and he has blended it. You know, he's the Kirk Franklin of DJs at this point, but he actually goes by DJ Just Got Saved Last Night. I thought that was very.
That's dope.
He got a season on his list. DJ Just Got Saved Last Night. He started off on TikTok, and man, TikTok would definitely have him blowing up, man. Thank you for Miss Chief.
They embraced him. That's what's
yes, called. They embraced him like crazy, and now he's DJing and he's traveling, he's doing tours and stuff like that, but he stayed consistent. And that's what I want to encourage you guys, to stay consistent in your craft, no matter if you got one person at the audience or show up to the show, if you got 100,000,000 people, give the same energy. Big shout out to my special guest that just came through this morning, Miss Chief Beat Shop. Make sure you check her out, and make sure you check out Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you follow me on all social media networks and outlets, major social media outlets, and all of them. Hell, Google me, Diva Ebony D. And make sure you leave a comment on the Blog Talk page, blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Leave a comment on the page. Go ahead and leave a comment about the show. Even if you hate me, just leave a comment. It ain't going to matter. And if you want to hate on Diva, go to www.IHateDiva.com. I get paid for every click. Greaves, you got some love or some shout-outs you want to give before we get up out of here?
Man, for sure, man. Definitely want to always shout-out you, Diva, for even having a platform and opening it up for everybody. Shout-out to everybody out there that calls in, anybody that leaves comments, likes, shares her lives, her videos, anything of that. Man, we appreciate you guys so much, and thank you for sharing space with us. And last but not least, man, remember, everybody, I always got to say this, it only takes one candle to light a million. It only takes one candle to light a million, man. And I want everybody to do this. Remember, I told you about the castle thing, right? This is my other thing. When you meet people in life, Diva, I use Diva for example. Diva is a lighthouse for me. I want everybody to consider themselves a lighthouse. And what do I mean by that? This is what I mean. When people come to you and they confide in you, I call that oil. So I give Diva my oil before I go back out into the world, which is the ocean, and it's dark out there.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting at is if somebody trusts you with their oil, that means that when they get out there in the world and they get afraid, they get scared, they get lost, they're going to be looking back. Because they feel like you're going to be burning bright and that lighthouse is going to be lit up so they know how to get back. So just keep that in mind. Whenever you feel like you don't matter, whenever you feel like nobody cares about you, there's somebody looking for your light so they can get back to you.
Love
y'all.
And love y'all. Two more days, Breeze. Two more days. Or one more day.
Two more days.
Two more days?
Really, I mean, it's two or one. They messing with my heartstring right now because I had posted a flyer yesterday saying it was three more days, and I tagged all of them. And I won't say who, but somebody inboxed me and was like, you know something I don't know? And I was like, no, what you mean? And I'm like, I just posted a flyer to let everybody know the countdown. And that person was like, well, I know we said we're going to try to do it on that day, but... We don't know yet, you know what I'm saying? Don't be jumping the gun. Now, look, I know this person that did this personally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, my bad. I wasn't trying to jump the gun or nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's just I'm anxious, my team anxious, my friends, my family anxious, everybody anxious. And we just count down. We all listening every day. They hit me back and was like, it's all love, bro. Trust me. So, look, I'm anxious, Eb. I don't know what's going to happen. know it's gonna happen, y'all. I know it's gonna happen. Okay.
Come on, y'all, homie. Big shout out to Hot FM 104.1.
Man, shout out to Hot 104 FM, man. Shout out to the home team. Shout out to Andrew Caldwell, Shorty the Prince, Princess Storm, Shay Bay, everybody up there, man. KMJ, everybody up there, man. Big, big love. Big shout out to y'all. And we waiting, man. We waiting to see if your boy Green is going to be the next permanent home team.
He is going to be. If not, there will be. And if they don't come and get
there you go.
I'm coming to get you. Praying for you.
There it is.
It's Ebony B. Let's get out of here with some Lecrae. Big hot trap right here. I'm praying for you. This is one of his singles that actually made him platinum. So big shout out to Lecrae. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the show with Lecrae. Praying for you.
Father God, praying to you for somebody who knows you, Lord, but just haven't been seeing you in the right view lately. Hear me out. Father, I'm praying for a friend. He and I are pretty close. And out of all my friends, but this one I'm concerned the most. He say he reading daily, but he ain't really learning. He been in church, but say that he ain't moved by any sermon. His face weak, he ain't prayed in a week. He wake up and just weep with his face in a sink. Lord, you gotta help my man. I'm praying for him daily. He ain't seeing, but it just seems as if he going crazy. He say he feeling trapped, can't even hit up the mall. Cause every lady's half-dressed, tempting him to lust and fall. He keep the TV off, videos just make him feel that he ain't really nothing without money, girls, and shiny wheels. The other day he told me that he felt less a man cause he ain't have a 5-year plan or a piece of land. And man, it's crazy cause his family thinks so much of him. Plus he got a godly wife who always show a love for him. But he's struggling, even though he talks to me. I tell him what to do, but he don't listen when he ought to be. I'm scared for him cause there's people that look up to him. He got some younger siblings who've been changed by what he's done for them. But is it done for him? Lord, don't let it be. If he don't want to talk to you, then Father, hear from me. Is it done for him?
Is worsen since we was last conversing. I'm with him now, he ain't doing well, or this I'm certain. He say he's trying to trust you, doesn't want to disgust you, but he was in the midst of sinners and did not discuss you. And just today his anxiety's got the best of him. He knows Christ but for hours refused to rest in him. He's not the best of men, but Lord, I know he really loves you, and I can't understand why lately he's not thinking of you. People trust this dude, you can crush this dude. Father, he needs more of you, I pray you touch this dude. What can I say to him? I'm determined to pray for him. Father, empty and break him, I pray you'll just have your way with him. Cause there's a change in him, and the effects are strong. I pray you'll open up his heart before the next song. And when he gets home, I pray you'll open up the 66 book love letter you wrote and soak it up. Cause he ain't hearing you, and he ain't feeling me. And God, I know it's killing you, because it's killing me. And matter of fact, there's something else he's concealing. See, the person that I've been praying about is really me.